Fournier. The 5th annual Hazel Park Fine Art Fair is happening next weekend, August 27th and 28th. And you can check out some great art, music, food, drink, musicians, etc., etc. So, alrighty. Well, it's that time, I guess. We got live in the studio, 3 minutes to oblivion. And I guess we're going to start our live set. So, are you guys ready?
Yep.
All right. What are we going to start out with?
Our first song we're going to play is If the Shoe Fits.
All right, let's do it. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show in the studio. Right now we have 3 minutes to oblivion. All right, gentlemen. Sounding good.
Thank you very much.
All right. If you don't mind, if you could go around the room real quick, introduce yourselves, your name and what you play, what you do, et cetera, et cetera.
My name is Seth Sukin. I'm lead vocals.
I'm Teddy Brown, and I play lead guitar. Juan Filkins, bassist.
And Robert Branshaw played drums.
All right, cool. How long you guys been playing together?
Well, the current group here, me, myself, Teddy, Vaughn, and Seth, we've been together for what?
About 4 months,
About
guys.
4 months now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Robert was the founder of this band. He's been in here about 7 years now. Yep. Vaughn joined him shortly
year.
After that.
About a year.
Okay.
It brought me in about 2 years ago, and then Teddy is the most recent member, about 4 months.
Wow.
He's a baby.
Well, I was going to say, when this band started 7 years ago, you guys were practically babies.
Yeah. How old were me, Vaughn, you and I were what, like 11?
Yeah.
Not, I mean, you know, we were real little. So, it's been one heck of a ride for us, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Well, that's good. It's good to, have a dream and enjoy what you do, you know?
Oh, of course. I don't know, we put a lot into this. You know, we've all made a lot of sacrifices, and we've all taken, taken our hearts and soul and placed it solely into this band. And it's not something where we could all just, say, let's go to school and then, just stop in school. And that's been the hardest part, honestly, for this band, has been school and music. You know, that's been the main thing here, and family time and whatever else, so this is a big part of our lives, and we hope to do the best we can with it.
Well, I wish you the greatest success. I really respect you, gentlemen, because what you just said, you're not forgetting about the things that are important, like family and school. Mm-hmm. You know that you have to do that too. You're not just like got your head in the clouds and I'm gonna be a rock star and
Yeah, school's very important for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't turn your back on your family. They're the only ones there for you when other people aren't.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would tend to agree, definitely. Okay. So you have a EP out called Hollow.
Yes. Yes, we do.
And how would our listeners get a hold of that if they wanted one?
Well, you can head over to our Facebook page. It's 3 Minutes to Oblivion Official on Facebook.
We have a show coming up at the Ritz. For Ronnie, the owner's birthday bash.
Oh, his birthday bash. Really?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got to be, at least 40, right?
Early 40s.
Love that guy. No idea how old he is.
No, I bet him. He's a nice guy.
He's not listening right now.
No, he's, you can come to just about any of our shows. Get a hold of us on social media.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. All right, why don't we do another song? What do we have now?
Well, speaking of Rob telling everybody that we're doing the best we can to make this dream come alive and take this and eventually make a living out of this, this next song is called Doing the Best I Can.
Ah, cool.
Oh, no more!
Oh, yeah, that's it. Make that guitar scream.
He's doing the best he can.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I'm your host, Scott Boatwright, as always. And in the studio, we have 3 minutes to oblivion. All right. So, what made you guys decide that this is what you wanted to do, play music, especially at such a young age?
Robert, you first.
Well, I think ever since I can remember having dreams, this has been one of them. And, you know, thankfully we have such a supportive parental background that really drives us forward and keeps us, you know, keeps our minds positive and you know, it just really keeps us focused on what we love doing. And they've always preached to us, do what you feel is right and do what you love to do. And without a doubt, music is what I love doing. And, you know, I'm very thankful for that. And I'm really, you know, really, really happy to be doing it with these four guys and, you know, to keep rocking.
Well, for me, this is Seth speaking. For me, this dream started back when I was really, really tiny, you know, back before Robert was in this band. And me and my brother would go over to my grandma's house, and she had this baby grand piano, and we'd go out, and we would both fight over the keyboard, and nonstop, just, it was horrible. And my grandma got sick of it, so she told us, okay, Seth, you're going to be on the left end, you're going to be thunder, and then Nate, go on the right, you're going to be lightning. And so, after a while of messing around with my grandma's piano, my mom actually started talking to me. She's like, hey, I want to teach you some piano. And so then I started playing piano. As growing up in school, I started playing. I did band for a little while. It just wasn't my thing. And then I played cello. And then I met Robert at a friend's birthday party, and he showed me a non-point song, and I was like, no, that is screamo.
Yeah, you said it was screamo, and I was like, what?
I don't know. That was a lot different then, you know? So he invited me to come into this band, and my audition to come into this band was an Ed Sheeran song.
A what?
A-Team by Ed Sheeran.
I'm not familiar, sorry.
he's a pop artist, you know? Yeah. He's real soft music, yeah. You know?
Okay.
And so I couldn't imagine what they were thinking at this point.
Honestly, hearing Seth now, like if you heard him now and then listened to him, then you'd go, no, that's not Seth. That's not even, that can't be the same person. Because honestly, he came in and he's singing this song, and there was no raspiness. There was nothing in his voice to do with rock music. And we're just, me and Vaughn, we talked. How long do you think we talked? We're just like,
they obviously had no choice but let me in.
We really didn't. I mean, it was like, we want to keep going with music, so let's keep going with music. And Seth turned out to be awesome.
Thank you.
So when you started out, you were more like a Justin Bieber type or something?
Yeah, I actually had the haircut at one point.
He did.
Yeah.
He was crazy.
Thank God you you know, saw your, you know, the right way and you changed.
Yeah, I saw the potential that these guys have shown me. And, you know, it's been a great 2 years, and it's a lot better than singing Ed Sheeran.
And we love you, Seth.
No offense, Ed Sheeran, but, I mean.
He's rock. Not listening anyways.
Just in case.
Okay, so. So basically, it sounds like you had a household like mine. I grew up surrounded by people that loved music. Is that fair guess?
Yes. Yeah. My dad, he's an amazing singer. He just never did anything with it. You know, he just kind of kept it to a hobby. And my mom is an amazing pianist. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you don't have to make a living doing it. You can just enjoy it. But one of the great things about, you know, doing something you love and making money doing it, it's like you're not working.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So. And you know you're going to put your heart into it. You know you're going to put your all into it. And it just makes it that much better and that much easier, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we just love doing what we're doing. I mean, next to being a starving artist, a musician is probably the hardest thing to do because you're not going to make any money. You're going to be losing money as you, you know, progress. And then as you finally get to a place where, you know, fans are really liking your music and, you know, they start paying more attention to you, start following you, build up that fan base. That's when magic starts happening, but we'll get there.
We'll get one day.
One day.
I'm sure you will, but yeah, I've seen it many times. I'm just paraphrasing, but they have something they show on the internet and it's like definition of a musician. Someone that will drive...
I know what you're saying.
Like 100 miles with... $2,000 worth of equipment and a $500 car to make nothing.
Exactly.
True.
Yeah, I don't care if I have to live in a trailer the rest of my life. This is what I want to do.
Well, hopefully you won't have to do that. I don't think you will either. So, all right, let's do another song.
All right, this next song is called Humankind.
Let me actually get the click track in my pocket this time.
Cowards, cross out the readers, don't you out on your fate? We will stand up right. Thank you.
Right. Okay. So I want to hear from the other two gentlemen about what got you into music and all that good stuff. Come on, you got to talk now.
You first.
Well, I guess maybe listening to my dad showing me like Judas Priest, and at like age of five, he showed me like Kiss and stuff. And I mean, that really got me into rock and roll and metal and stuff. And I grew up liking Crocus and Dokken.
Crocus and Dokken?
Everything like that. All the old stuff.
Wow.
And Scorpions, and that stuff got me into like Papa Roach, Disturbed. Then it goes into like Breaking Benjamin, and obviously Avenged Sevenfold, my favorite band.
So but did you get to see some of those videos from those guys that you just mentioned?
The videos? What do you mean?
Like Crocus and...
Oh, yeah. Dokken? My dad would show me videos on YouTube and stuff. And he has like hundreds of tapes of stuff, and he would just show me them, and I would listen to them mostly all day, and I got into like Van Halen a lot and all that.
Kind of interesting. They seem kind of cheesy now, but they were really cool back in the day, you know? Those videos, that is.
But, I admire George Lynch a lot, the guitarist of Dokken.
Yeah, they're still at it too, I believe.
Yeah, I think he just joined the band. Yeah, they're going to go on a tour.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what to say right now. This is Vaughn speaking, but, well, when I was like a little baby, my brother always put a guitar in my hand, and just ever since then, I just started playing guitar, and I don't know, I was self-taught myself to play bass, and he was in a band called Undermine, and ever since he's been in a band, and then his wife now just toured the whole entire world with their old band.
Really?
The band was called Jaggedy Ann.
Jaggedy Ann. I don't believe I've heard of them, but...
Yeah, it was an all-girl band.
Oh, okay. This was recently they toured, you said?
No, my sister-in-law just left the band about 4 years ago, about now.
Oh, okay.
But they're trying to get back together, but...
I
don't know. But the music that started me getting to it was probably AC/DC and little Papa Roach.
Roach!
We keep going back to Papa Roach. Oh,
dude, Papa
cool.
Roach they're is amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty great, man.
Yeah, I can
a little bit in this moment, and my favorite bass player is Travis Johnson from there. So
okay.
All sorts of jamming bands.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So once again, we have 3 Minutes to Oblivion in the studio, and they're doing live music for us. And is that the only show you have coming up so far right now, the one at the Ritz?
This Saturday, actually, we'll be in Battle Creek at the Music Factory, which is basically like our home venue to us. They've all treated us very, very well. And, we've met a lot of great people from that area. And, Jeff Harris, one of my favorite guys to talk to sometimes, so... You know, going back there is a lot of fun, so we're very excited for this weekend.
Okay, that's cool. Is that close to where you live then? Are you close to Battle Creek?
Actually, I mean, we call it our home venue, but we are roughly, what, two and a half hours away?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Our closest venue is the Machine Shop, but we can't play there yet.
This is what happens when you're under 18.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to be like the Replacements, just sneak in and just play anyway?
Wow. I wish we could do that.
I was going to say.
Are you familiar with that band?
I am. I actually am familiar with the Replacements. My mom, we used to, this was before I even started 3 Minutes to Oblivion. My mom used to play all these kind of alternative type bands, and the Replacements was one of them. I don't remember what CD it was, but I used to listen to it all the time. They were pretty awesome.
But one of the things they were most famous for, besides their music, of course, is the fact that they found a way to get into those places like the Machine Shop and not only play when they were underage, but you know what? Party as well.
Hashtag fake IDs.
Uh-huh, yeah. Probably couldn't get away with that today, but, back then, that was before MAD and all that other stuff happened. So, But that's okay. Your time will come in another year or two, whatever, you know.
Yeah. Until that day, we're just going to keep rocking.
So when is the last person going to turn 18, by the way? God. Just
that'll
curious.
Be Vaughn. That'll be me, Vaughn Wilkins.
Okay. Just curious. I mean,
how long do we have to wait, Vaughn?
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years, man.
Two years?
I got like 4 months.
Hey, don't rub it in.
It must be nice to be old, Teddy.
It's overrated. Then once you get old enough, you're like, yeah, whatever, you know, who cares, you know?
And honestly, the venues we've been playing at, we've been having a lot of fun with it, you know? I mean, it's not like we're getting in front of, you know, world famous, you know, people and world famous crowds and super long, you know, just super large shows, you know? But, you know, we've met a lot of cool local bands, you know, and we're having a lot of fun with it, even though we're underage.
If you could see Teddy right now, you would know that he is the biggest Avenged fan you can imagine. And a main argument in this band here is whether it's Seven Dust or Avenged.
Seven Dust.
Seven Dust.
I'm sevenfold.
Seven Dust.
It's mainly 3-1. But so talking about him in 4 months turning 18, he's getting 2 tattoos of Avenged.
Oh, okay. He's going to regret that, by the way, eventually. You know that.
I definitely would.
Yeah.
I'll get it somewhere so no one can see it.
Nope.
Yeah, I never did understand that. That was one of the few things I didn't do in my lifetime. I didn't get a tattoo. I could never figure out something that I'd, like, okay, what do I want to put on my body that I would still be happy with when I'm, like, 60 years old?
And then, you know, when it gets all wrinkly.
I was going to say, and then when everything hits the floor, you know, you just got a big black blob on your arm.
Hey, let's get colors into it, man.
All right, then you have a colorful blob on your arm.
It looked like a rainbow.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like when you have things like skull and crossbones or whatever they call it, you know, and you're like my age, even, you know, it's like that looks silly, you know. Or you got a picture of some like woman, you know, naked pinup girl or whatever, you know.
Speaking of my brother.
Well, nowadays you have you know, medical procedures that can get that removed.
Well, yeah, but so do you want to go through that though?
Exactly.
I hear that's more fun than getting the tattoo, actually. Not. All right, why don't we play another song? Now, this is a cover you're about to play?
It is. This is actually by a pop artist named Usher.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you guys.
This should be interesting.
You it like, is awesome. You get worried now, but I promise when you hear it, you're going to be like, what?
I'm open-minded. I'm cool, you know.
It's going to be awesome.
Put our own little rock spin on it, so I hope you like it.
He hopes you like it.
From side to side, side to side. The count the week is done. I feel like a zombie. Come back to life, back to life. Hands up, suddenly we all got our hands up. Put your hands on my body. Sir, I've seen you before. I think I remember those eyes. Baby,
Well, I have to admit, where else but WHFR can you hear a band like 3 Minutes to Oblivion doing an Usher song?
I promise it's actually probably, it's one of my favorite songs to play, honestly.
Definitely. Okay.
I mean, the energy in it, you know, you play it live and the crowd can't help but not to get into it.
It is awesome.
You know, I'm not familiar with the original version, so I can't really compare it. But what is it about the song you like besides the energy? I mean, it's obviously a pop song. I mean,
it's, you know, the cool thing about it is a lot of people know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
A million views on YouTube.
You know. It's
We were just sitting around one day. With Teddy being 4 months in the band, we're working into regaining more of a music library for us to play.
Okay.
And we decided we needed to play a cover. And so we're sitting there. We were sitting there probably an hour just looking up YouTube videos and showing each other. You know, you'd always get one person probably saying, you know, I don't know about that song, you know. Just like something about it. The crowd, we don't think you're really going to get into it. And then Teddy suggested DJ Got Us Falling in Love by Usher. And we both looked at him like,
what the?
What?
At the moment, we were all jamming hard to Slipknot.
Yes.
So how that even popped into someone's head is beyond me. But
we were headbanging to Custer.
We were.
Yes.
It was crazy.
And so then we took a listen on YouTube and we tried it out and it worked. And we just decided to keep it. Now, the first few times we played this, we actually, right after the bridge... Right after we get done with Teddy's solo right there, I would sing that verse and then we'd go right into, we just stop.
Yeah.
And we'd go into Duality by Slipknot.
Just
the intro. And everybody's face in the audience was just like.
It's like priceless.
Jaws were on the ground. It was like, insane.
Now, you didn't do that just now, though.
We didn't do it just now.
You should have.
I mean, we can redo it if you would like.
Can you do all of Duality?
Oh, I wish that would be cool.
That is that takes an incredible amount of talent.
Oh, come on! I know you can do it.
Yeah, you got you there, Steph.
Me too, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So basically, you're doing an Usher song. I know. Admit it. Be honest. It's so you can pick up chicks.
Oh, totally, yes. I mean, I say in it, put your hands on my body. It can't get any more straight than that.
Of course.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
But that's cool. I've always talked to other musicians, you know, on various shows I've had here, you know, bands that have come and performed for me. What makes a really good musician is someone that's into all different kinds of music.
Exactly.
Open-minded, you know? I mean, I have to admit there are some genres I don't really care for, but
makes two of us.
I can still find something in that genre that I can like.
Yes.
Whether it's country or rap or...
Yeah, I can't stand
just like rap and other things in country.
I can go for
yeah. Country. I mean, I don't like quite a bit of it, but I have certain artists go...
Like Johnny Cash.
Oh, yes. Chicken fried. That is my jams.
No, chicken fried.
Sure what is that?
Nobody knows what that is.
Nobody knows that?
No.
I'm sure like half of the listeners here know chicken fried.
I guarantee
no.
About,
I can tell you half the people in this building don't know what that is.
I guarantee 100%.
So you're saying half does?
I don't know, Seth.
All right, let's take a poll. No, just kidding.
Everybody?
Hmm. Chicken fried, okay.
I have no idea what that is.
Now,
it's
is that a song
American
or a band?
Song. It's the most American you can get.
Explain.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it talks about chicken fried, a pair of jeans that fit just right.
Oh, you know? I know what it is now.
Yes, yes, KFC. Now you know it.
Yeah.
Still
KFC.
You
it's
know?
KFC.
Gives a salute to our soldiers in there.
I'm still lost.
Mine too.
It's American.
All right.
It's American. America. But you're not. You're not American.
Whatever, Vaughn.
All right, so for the listeners that might not have been here at the beginning of the hour, once again, tell us how to find your music and about your upcoming show, or shows, I should say.
We have two upcoming shows. This one on Saturday is at the Music Factory in Battle Creek. It is the Crave Midwest Invasion.
Crave Radio Midwest Invasion Tour.
Yes, it'll be, a good one. And,
sounds pretty big.
It's going to be broadcasted live through Crave Radio, actually, all the way across the nation.
Oh, okay, podcast. All right, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And then on the 27th, we will be down in Warren, Michigan at the Ritz for Ronnie's birthday bash.
Who else is playing? Do you know offhand? Remember?
No, there's a lot.
I mean,
last time we were there, It Lies Within played in Kissing Kansas.
The one that, actually, I think I should pull up the poster here. It looks like Of Cities, One Block South, Forsake the Fallen, Art of the Fallen, Valiant Revenge, Beneath the Low. I'm not sure what that one says. My Own Will, For We Are Many. Signal the Slaughter, A Few Remain, Fallen Stronger, The Banshee Pilot, and Inkless.
So that show has to start pretty early then to get all those bands in.
2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
I was just about to say, that's a good thing to mention, because if somebody's interested in going down there, you know, they realize, you know, it's not one of those shows that starts at 9 or 10 o'clock.
Exactly.
Yeah, almost like a festival.
Yeah. So do you know approximately what time you folks are going on?
We will go on at 8:25, right?
Yeah, about, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. That's always a good thing to mention, too, because you got a lot of people that like to show up late for shows, and then they don't get there till 10, 10:30, and they're like, well, what do you mean you already played? You know, like, well,
you already played. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Should have came earlier.
Yep. Yeah. So I always try to get bands to make sure they make that clear, because I've done it before, too. I've gone to see a band. I want to see so-and-so. And then I get there like, oh, yeah, we played an hour ago. And I'm like,
No. That's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. So.
No, we're really excited for that. We love Ronnie. We love the Ritz. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'd be great to get back there and play.
Yes, and if you decide to show up at the show, I'm not sure what I can say here. the rules of the radio.
Just show up.
Is it about a CD? Is it about merchandise?
It is about us being able to afford our gas there.
Just show up and say, well, you're here to see Three Mr. Oblivion.
That's it. Oh, okay.
That's like I do.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. You could say you could
just say
that.
We love 3MTO and, walk in there and hang out with us.
So if you do go to the show, just mention you're here to see 3 Minutes to Oblivion. Yeah. That's fine.
And then come say hi to us, hang out with
us for a
little
table.
Bit.
So you guys are approachable. You won't bite
anybody.
We don't bite. Nope.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
We might nibble, but we don't bite.
Yeah. Depending. Yeah, so they can get a copy of Hollow there then?
Yes, they can. Stop by our merch table and say hi.
Okay.
Of course.
Pick up our new t-shirt.
All right. And there's a sticker I see too. Can they get one of those?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. With any thing that you get from there, we can give you a sticker.
Okay.
We can give you a sticker.
All right, why don't we play another one? This is from a band called Bridge to Grace. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with them.
Bridge to Grace, they're out of Georgia. And the Atlanta, Georgia. And so last summer, we were just starting to, you know, get some bigger shows, play with some more national bands. And Bridge to Grace was playing at the Music Factory. And Jeff Davis contacted us and said, I would really like you guys to play with these guys. They fit you. You know, they're a great band. We went there and...
you know, we were a little critical at first, and then they started playing, and they are one of the most energetic, great performers. The sound is amazing. And we've stayed in contact with them since. We've probably played shows with them 7 to 10 times now.
Okay.
So
when they're in town, you're
yes. Every time they're in Michigan, we're going to go find them.
We're with them.
Okay, cool. So the name of the track is called Take It All?
Yes, it is.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In the studio, we have 3 minutes to oblivion. All right. Well, judging by the sounds of that song, they do seem like they would be a pretty cool band.
Oh, man. They are awesome.
They're awesome.
They're some great guys to hang out with.
Yeah, they're very down to earth. They're, just awesome. Actually, they're on tour right now with Scott Stapp.
Oh, okay. So, you know, now, he's coming to town soon, isn't he?
August 26th, Scott Stapp will be. Yep. At,
well, I don't really want to advertise him, but now is but is that band coming with them to
I
play?
I wish.
Oh, okay. They're going to miss this. Of course, they're playing with Scott, but not in Detroit or whatever.
Yeah, unfortunately. Otherwise, we'd probably be there.
Ah, okay.
But, no, I mean, we're a good group of guys. Fun to hang out with, so, yeah.
All right, we're doing a little moving around here, I see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we got something really special coming up.
Very special.
Yes.
Special.
This is the first time anyone is ever going to hear the song.
This is a world premiere on WHFR. Mm-hmm. And,
no, dude.
We actually weren't planning to play this today.
We were not.
All.
No. I remember I get home from up north with Vaughn. And, yeah. And Seth, he calls me. He's like, dude, bro.
I didn't sound like first, that, but okay.
He texted you first.
He did
like,
text me first.
He's like, oh, my God, dude, I just made this,
song. Awesome song. And, you know, I get home. You know, start unpacking, and he FaceTimes me and shows me these a couple riffs.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, I'm like, man, that's tasty.
Uh-huh.
That's really.
He said tasty a lot.
I have said.
I was worried.
He shows me a song, and yeah, I felt it right away. I'm like, man, there's not one part of that song I do not like. So let's get and write the song. So we wrote it, we demoed it, and.
Ready to play it.
Looks like we're ready to play it.
Can I challenge you, gentlemen?
And what's the challenge?
Well, I really appreciate the fact that it is the world premiere. That's really cool and awesome. But because we have some time left, and you only have like this song and the one after it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming? Okay.
Do we have,
I think so.
I don't know.
We have this one. Yes. That is cool.
And then Enemy. Yes, we have this one and then another one.
Okay, so I believe what you're going to play for us right now is Breakthrough, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I challenge you. Somehow play it a little different than you normally would. And what I mean by that is you can still do everything, you know, the chorus, the verse, the vocals, blah, 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 but kind of like stretch it out.
Stretch it out.
Yeah, like a can Teddy do a little more jamming, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Stretch it out.
Okay, so here's a game plan right here.
Game plan.
Okay?
We're in the huddle.
All right. So we're gonna start out. We're gonna play this song, right?
Right.
And right before the bridge.
Okay.
We're gonna have Vaughn just do a bass solo.
Oh,
no. who doesn't love
throws Vaughn right under the bus.
I don't know,
right before the bridge, and then
I don't have to play. Just have Robert do the jumps.
Okay, yeah, that takes up a lot of time. Robert's a real show off. We can totally just take up. Like,
I just can't make a sound right there. Boom.
All right, whatever. You guys are mean to me.
So does that sound good though?
Challenge accepted.
So right before the bridge, we're gonna go to that little breakdown. You know what I'm talking about?
And then I'm just gonna
and
rock
it. And you're just gonna rock it so that we're gonna go right back to that. We're gonna go right back to that breakdown.
All right.
And we're gonna go into the bridge, and then we're gonna rock it the rest of the song.
Alrighty.
All right.
World premiere with a twist.
Your challenge has been accepted.
All right. I knew you guys could do it.
Thank you. This is me. This is my life. Yeah, I'm on the bench. I'm standing down. Dying to take. I'm gonna break.
You're the judge. Was the challenge met?
What do you think, Alan?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. We both give it 2 thumbs up.
Yeah! Yes!
That Woo! Sounded cool. I liked that a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So just keep that in mind. Think of me once in a while and, you know, stretch a little bit.
Stretch.
You guys can do it.
We can. We just... that was fun.
It was really fun. That
cool.
Was fun.
I'm glad.
Thank you for challenging us to that.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Well, we do like your daddy challenges and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. My dad is very, very challenging.
Every day.
All right. So.
It's always practice, practice, practice.
Shout out
to the big man in the back.
All right.
No,
well,
we don't get the energy to do what we do every day without a big old "you suck" from Butch Branshaw.
Thank you, Dad.
All right. Or I can say it. You suck.
Hey.
It's not the same.
All right.
I think we need him to say it.
Sorry. Okay. Okay. Well, I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming down to play for us.
Thank
I appreciate
you for having
it.
Us.
I had a good time. We got one more song.
Yes, we do.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's called Enemy.
Yes, this will hopefully be our new single off our new EP once we start recording again.
Ooh. Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Mystical.
All right.
anime. We are sculpted by our mistakes. We know that failure's not a bad thing. There's a path that we take. But we don't have to make this trip alone.
This is Jill Jack, and you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, independent radio, broadcasting since 1985.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM.